Podcast 60. We made it.
We made it here.
We didn't make it to 100 yet, but we made it to 60 podcasts.
But some would say 60% of the way there.
I think all would say.
Yeah.
Maybe not all.
Well, I was going to say it might be miscounted because I think we did a podcast earlier. Whatever. It's podcast 60. We're here.
We're ready to go.
Better than ever.
I wanted to do something. We always get called out for not being cultured.
Yeah. Well, that's my middle name.
Not cultured. Zach, not cultured. Yeah. That's your middle name. Since you're American, you're so American, right? You get called American all the time.
I might be the most American out of anyone ever.
I want to put you through the American citizen test.
What?
To become an American citizen, you have to pass a test.
Okay.
And we're going to put you through it.
I don't want to do this.
So everybody, all of our friends that are from other countries, our good friend Simon,
had to take the citizenship. Shut up. I want to dial in. I need to prepare myself mentally for this.
You ready?
I'm not going to pass.
I'm going to put you through 6 questions.
Brian, I'm not going to pass.
This isn't the official one, but these are questions from the test. I pulled some that I think that you can get.
Okay.
Some of them you wouldn't be able to get. Some of them are tough.
All right.
Can you pass the American citizenship test?
Okay, here we go.
Can you?
Probably not.
All right. First question. What is the supreme law of the land?
The supreme law of the land.
That's exactly what I said, yes. What is the supreme law of the land? What is the law, the original law that everyone follows? You don't know?
You're innocent until proven guilty.
No, that's... It's not like a specific law. It's like, what are all the laws?
Home of the... Land of the free.
No. What are all... It's like a physical thing. There's a bunch of laws written on it.
Oh, the first commandment?
That's in our religion, Zach.
No, not the commandment. What's in the amendment? The First Amendment?
Commandment. The Ten Commandments? Ooh, yeah, that's
the First Amendment.
No.
Freedom of speech.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
The Constitution is the answer.
Oh, that is the law of the land. Yes. Oh, I thought you were looking for like a specific law.
You said the First Commandment, the Ten Commandments.
I meant the amendment, the First Amendment.
It's the Constitution.
Okay.
Wrong on the first one. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Ooh. Okay.
Not going to do well.
No, I had an answer jump in my head, but I don't think it's right.
Say it.
No, I don't think it's right.
Come on, be confident.
The Bill of Rights.
Yes!
Okay.
Bill of Rights, you're 1 for 2.
Ooh.
I think you actually need like 80% to become a citizen.
Okay, well, we're 50%. 50.
Who is in charge of the executive branch?
That would be the president.
That is correct.
President of the United States. And there's different branches. There's the judicial branch. There's the other branch.
Oh my God.
Judicial, executive. No.
Legislative.
Legislative.
Come on, Zach. All right. I'm not giving you extra credit for that.
Okay.
And I would take points off, actually.
Okay. 67%.
Who is the father of our country?
The father of our country. I'm going to say it's the first president of the United States, George Washington.
That's correct.
Okay. We're up to 75%. We got off to a really slow start. All didn't like that start at all.
Ready?
No.
Can you name one American Indian tribe in the United States? Just one.
Current?
Just name one all time.
You know this is easy.
Yeah, I know.
Because we live in an area where the
development... I was going to up it to 2.
Okay.
Do you think you could do 2?
I think I could do 2.
Let's hear it.
Navajo?
That's correct.
Apache?
That's correct. Can you name another?
Mohawk.
That's another one. Can you name another one?
I'm trying to think of the streets. No.
Cherokee.
Shawnee. What about the...
All right. That's 5. That's 4 for 5.
Thanks for cutting me
off. You're 80%.
Thanks for cutting me off before I said something stupid.
You're 80%.
All right.
If you get this wrong, you're not a citizen. If you get it right, you are a citizen. Why does the flag have 13 stripes? You know it.
I know it.
That's the nod of encouragement. Confidence.
Because of the 13 colonies.
Yes. And what was the first colony?
First colony?
What was the first state?
Delaware.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you, Zach.
Then Pennsylvania.
I am so proud of you.
I don't know where else we got
to go. So proud of you for passing that.
Oh, my God. That was a tough one.
Do you feel relieved?
I do feel relieved. The first one really shook me up.
Yeah,
I wasn't
really
prepared. That was a great idea. I like that segment a lot.
Maybe we'll do it again.
Maybe more. Okay. I'm going to go into a top 5 list. I'm excited for you.
Go.
So we've done so many country things, but we've never done this one, and I was shocked.
Okay.
Guess the top five best countries in the world via usnews.com.
I think we did this.
This is for 2023.
Oh.
New list.
USA.
I don't think we did it, though.
USA.
United States is number five. Listen, we're not number one.
I thought it was going to be biased because it was usnews.com.
I figured it should be, but it's not. So we're number five.
Wow. Okay. At least we made the list.
Yeah.
Let's see. Best countries. I would assume China's on the list.
China's not there. And listen, they're a good country. Don't get me wrong.
I wonder what best countries really mean. Like most powerful or like just best countries to live in.
I think it was based off like GDP and like economic
is
factors.
Russia in it?
Russia is not there
either. I just want to guess the big ones out of the way here.
No.
Not Canada. No, not a, Canada?
You don't want to say Canada? Canada. Canada's number two. They're so nice. They have all the moose that you could wish for. Meese? All the meese that
it's
you could
meese.
Wish. I know it's not.
Moose.
It's moose.
I think it's moose.
And they have syrup.
And hockey.
And hockey. And friendly people.
And accents. Can I get like a, maybe like a Japan?
Not Japan. Japan's very populous, though.
It is populous.
We have figured that one out.
What about maybe throw in an India?
Not India either. Now this is one of your favorite
United
country.
Kingdom,
not United
Australia.
Kingdom. Australia is number four. Well done,
kangaroos.
Good pull. You know what? Maybe it is the kangaroos. They
it
make
could
people.
Be.
They
koalas.
Make people have koalas. Aren't they really? No, panda bears are stupid.
Don't be mean.
No offense. You need number one and you need number three.
I'm guessing Europe.
Both in Europe, yeah.
Germany.
Not Germany.
France.
Not France.
Spain.
Not France.
Italy.
Nope.
Switzerland.
Switzerland is number one. I think
you
it's
know, these lists love Switzerland.
They love it.
They always put Switzerland
you
on.
You know what? They're all attractive and they're all
Swiss,
happy.
And they have
and
Swiss cheese.
They have the cheese.
And yodelers.
And I'm not.
You were going to do it.
I was going to do it. I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it.
All right. I need number three.
You need number three.
Portugal.
No.
Sweden.
Sweden's number three.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to the third best country this year.
Yes.
And the fifth.
And how was it?
Fantastic.
Yeah? You really liked it?
Yes.
Did you have any fish while you were there?
Oh, let me tell you. Traditional Swedish fish? Not for me.
Really?
Gross.
Wait. Are you talking about the candy? Or are you saying like fish from Sweden?
I didn't catch on that. That was my joke I used to make.
I know it was. But so you're
no,
talking
actual
about,
fish.
Actual
they
fish.
Eat like... Oh, Nordic fish.
Oh.
Mackerel.
Mackerel?
It was not my cup of tea.
You don't seem like you were about it. That's fantastic.
I was not about it at all.
Good stuff.
But the meatballs were good.
The meatballs. The Swedish meatballs.
Yeah. You know, I didn't have a Swedish meatball there.
What's wrong with
I real
you?
Messed up. All right. So this is besides the fact, totally different thing, but we did a video on the NFL Super Bowl logo conspiracy. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the updated NFL Super Bowl logo conspiracy?
Okay, wait. So my conspiracy was wrong, and they had another one?
Crazy stuff happened.
Oh, did it?
I think the NFL, that logo was actually the Super Bowl.
Really?
And they're trying to throw people off now because we made this video. Not just us, but everybody made this video.
Yes. Okay, let's hear it.
So the original thing was the past three Super Bowl logos all predicted the correct Super Bowl winners and the correct Super Bowl matchups. And this year's was supposed to be the Ravens versus the 49ers because there was red and purple in the logo.
Okay, so they updated because the Dolphins are winning it all.
They saw our video. They added an alternate Super Bowl logo.
No.
With different colors.
Really?
Like a week after we posted the video and everyone posted these videos. Crazy stuff. Can you guess what the colors are?
I'm going to guess a green, like aqua blue.
Dolphins aren't in it. I'm
Why?
Sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. It's red and blue. And they're hinting at Chiefs versus Cowboys.
Wow. But the Dolphins just beat the Cowboys. Oh, yeah.
But they're not winning the Super Bowl, apparently.
Yeah, I guess not.
And did you know every single Super Bowl winner's colors have been on the bottom?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so
the Rams was on the bottom. The Chiefs was on the bottom. Now the Ravens was on the bottom. And I don't know who's on the bottom now.
So the updated logo, I'm going to say it's not the Cowboys.
That's what everybody's saying it is.
They're going to say that. I'm saying like the winner. You think the Cowboys are on the bottom?
You know, I'm colorblind.
Let me see it. Come on. Come here, buddy.
No, this is it.
Blue and red?
Yeah. So the red's on the bottom here.
Oh, yeah. So red would win. So Chiefs are going
to
win it again?
So I guess they're inferring that the Chiefs are going to win. But I think they're doing this to throw us off, and I think it's going to be the Ravens and the Niners.
Do you?
That's what I think. Why would they make an updated logo right after we posted the video?
The funny part is that you're thinking it's us. It's like when we thought Lil Baby wrote that lyric about us.
Yeah, that's but people like it. And they like get mad at us, and then it gives us views, and you guys like to do that to us.
It works for us. That's crazy. Sure. I'm going to go with the original guest, too. Yeah. Actually, I think they don't want us to know it at all. I think they leaked the initial conspiracy theory. They wanted us to make that video. We made the video. Now they're trying to throw us off. So now it's really going to be Dolphins.
I knew you were going to get back to the Dolphins somehow.
It's going
to
be Dolphins and who's a good NFC team?
The Giants.
The Giants. Oh, no. All Vikings. Right. Oh, goodness. We'll see about that.
I have some athlete questions.
Let's hear them.
Who won the MVP in all four major sports in 2023? So we're going basketball, football, baseball, hockey.
Okay.
Start off easy for you.
Okay. I'm going to go
NBA. Let's go NBA.
I'm going to go NBA.
Let's go NBA.
Let's go with Nikola Jokic.
No.
No, it's Joel Embiid. You know what? I got confused and I thought there was an extra year in there. And that's the only reason why I got that wrong.
We're off to a great start. It's Joel Embiid. That's correct.
I knew he did.
One for two. One for one.
MLB, there's two leagues.
So I think that they just gave it to this one guy.
There's AL MVP and NL.
Okay, so who won the NL and who won the AL?
AL is Aaron Judge?
No.
Mike Trout? Oh, no, stupid. Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani won the AL.
You know, I have really bad first guesses, but great second guesses.
Yeah, and then NL, who won the NL?
Mookie Betts?
No.
Do you want a clue? Give me a position.
Great question.
Freddie Freeman?
No. He's an outfielder.
Oh, Ronald Acuna.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yep.
He won in the NL.
He put up ridiculous stats this year.
Should have known it. Let's go NFL. Let's go NFL. Why not? Let's get it out of the way.
Mahomes.
Mahomes won it in the NFL. Nice job.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
NHL now. Now, this isn't your go-to sport, but I want to see if you have any guesses.
I know a good player.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who?
Connor McDavid.
He won.
He won? He did the lights out shootout thing where you hit the four corners in the All-Star game.
Generational talent.
Easy. He wins like every year. How are you that accurate? I do like the NHL All-Star game. I think they do a fun creative thing with it.
I like the NHL in general.
Yeah, it's all right.
Rangers are going to win the Stanley Cup. If you want to put a future on it, go for it.
They might. Do you know the odds?
Because I don't. Stop mad. But they have the best record in hockey, I think.
Because I don't. I want to know. I have a routine question.
Let's go.
I love routine questions.
Let's go.
How often do you change your towel in the shower?
Wow, this is a great question, actually.
Now, I have some stats to back up what the average person should be doing.
Sometimes I go too long.
So
that towel starts smelling.
I think I go too long often.
Same. I'm ashamed to say it.
How long do you go?
Now, I would say like if I'm on top of it, I probably go like three uses. Like on top of it, I'm three uses, and then I switch towels. So I have like a two-towel rotation.
Now, you're taking frequent showers.
Yeah.
You're out about...
It's two a day. It's not that frequent.
Yeah, but 3 days, six showers.
No, I think I do it 3 to 4 showers and I'll change it.
Oh, so you do like every day or two?
Probably every 2 days I change the towel.
Good for you, Brian.
I would say maybe three.
Good for you.
2 to 3 days I'm changing the towel. I'm rotating. Sometimes it leaks over and I go to like four and then it's a snowball effect. It goes to five. Then I'm like, oh, I'm being really lazy. He goes 5.5. I'm like, I got to get this out of here before it hits a week.
I average a week and I've gone two weeks.
That's like I feel like at that point you're just re-dirtying yourself.
I don't think it's like that. I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't think the towel gets that dirty.
Yeah, I guess. No, it gets moldy.
Moldy?
Yeah, because the water on it and you let it sit. That's why the smell builds up.
Ah.
It's mold. So you're molding yourself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
New York Times. A lot of things for keeping yourself clean. Do you?
Yeah, you know, I'm just becoming more hygienic as we do the podcast.
Good.
New York Times says to wash your dirty towels every 3 days.
So
you're right on par.
I'm there. I'm there, baby. Yeah, I'd say I'd probably stick around three, four, maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm a week, at least a week. Because I do my laundry here every 2 weeks. So I go a week.
You have two showers.
And then I switch. I throw that towel in. And then I use the other towel, and then I throw two towels in the laundry. I don't really care.
You're proud of it.
I don't really care. You're also supposed to wash your towels before you even use them. So if you buy them from the store, you're supposed to wash, because there's all these chemicals and like these different things in the towel that you should wash out.
That's like people saying they should wash their shirt before wearing it from a store, but I don't do that.
That's insane. It is nuts. Insane.
I agree.
It's fine. I'm doing fine over here.
Well, that bothers me that you don't wash your towel. But I have another question about bothering people.
I'm out here licking floors.
That's disgusting. I wouldn't advertise that.
No, I wouldn't either.
So take it back.
It's bad for the brand.
What is one thing that shouldn't bother you but really does?
I guess this is a tough question because, like, you know the sound of a knife on a plate?
Oh my God, that pisses me off. Can't you just control your knife?
Yeah, and then
holster it.
Just people eating in general, if they do that and then they're chewing with their mouth open and then they're talking with their mouth. Yeah, what's the combination of it? The scratch infuriates me. Control your fork, control your knife, figure it out.
Yeah.
But in terms of something that shouldn't annoy me, but it does.
Yeah. I hate when I say hi to somebody and they don't say hi back. Like if I'm out at a bar or I'm out at the mall and I see somebody I semi know, I'm always going to say hi. Like if I've talked to them and had a conversation, I'm usually going to say, hey, what's going on? Or like, hey, how you doing? And if they just walk past, I get angry. Oh, you think you're better than me?
They might be.
What, you think you're better than me?
They might think. Well, they probably think they are, but they're probably not. I don't like when people take jokes too far either. And like you're just kind of sitting there and like watching like a socially awkward situation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't involve you, so you shouldn't care. Yeah. But like it just keeps going and you're like, oh man, this is bad.
Yeah. What about when people ask you to repeat something you said, like repeat a time when you told a joke? Like if you said something really funny and they're like, say it again.
That's another one that could, you're like, well, if you paid attention the first time,
you would have got the nice chuckle.
That's a good one too. I just think in general,
or just slow people.
Slow people do
like walking or driving.
Just, where's the urgency?
Yeah. Well, that just goes
the rest of America. Where's the urgency? New York and Jersey got it. You go to more South Jersey, you lose it. You go to Philly, problems.
Is there really problems in Philly?
I'm making stuff up. I'm just
Florida saying. Or Georgia, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. No, as you go down further south in the United States and LA too.
Like sloths.
Like the West Coast, just overall. They're more calm people though.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They do all right.
They do all right.
You got to tell me if we've done this video before.
Go for it.
Do you know the secret ingredient in the Krabby Patty?
No, we didn't do this.
We didn't do this?
No.
Do you know it?
I don't know it. They said this in the show. Wow. Isn't it love? Am I wrong?
Love is the acronym and it stands... No, that's poop. Poop is the acronym.
What?
People... Oh, I forgot what it
look
stands
it
for.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Look up what does poop stand for.
Poop Krabby Patties. It's in the first episode when they go through and they're like looking, people order our patties.
Oh.
that's the acronym they
for
have.
Some reason, because I remember in one of the episodes, Plankton found the secret formula book or like the note, and I thought for some reason it had a heart or like it just said love, but it's not. Is it?
No, it's not.
Is it pickles?
No, it's not. So there's a kid on TikTok who explained this to his mom. The kid's a genius. He's a genius. Okay. I went my entire childhood and never found this out, and he did. Let me ask you a question, Brian.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen another crab in SpongeBob?
Mr. Krabs.
Besides Mr. Krabs?
No.
Never seen one.
Is it crabs?
Is that a little suspicious?
Oh my God.
Too?
He kills crabs?
It's crab meat. It has to be. It's in the name. Krabby Patty. It has to be.
That's dark.
If Plankton found out, they might serve up Mr. Krabs for lunch.
Wow, this is eye-opening.
And that's why they hold on to the secret formula. And he doesn't
want
anybody...
Well, he holds on to it.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs does.
Because SpongeBob knows?
He's probably in on it.
I think he's just too stupid to realize.
He's probably a little too stupid. But that's why he's so sacred of it, because if he ever finds out, Mr. Krabs going to be served up. Because he is a crab, and that's what Krabby Patties are. They're made from crab.
Wow.
It just checks out. It makes sense.
It does make sense. But now I really like don't feel the urge to try one.
Mr. Krabs' daughter is a whale.
Yeah. Not How did that happen? First, let's dive into that. How did that happen? She had to be adopted.
She had to be adopted. Or Mr. Krabs had a beautiful whale wife.
That does, yeah, but then she would be deformed and have a shell and a whale. Not maybe. Deformed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I don't understand. It doesn't make any
apparently
sense.
Apparently, it does have a dad. His name's Victor Krabs.
Well, okay, you could have a dad, but he looks
a little sketchy.
But there's no one else outside the family. Maybe Victor Krabs
and Betsy Krabs.
And Betsy.
That's his mom.
Good old Betsy.
Yes, Betsy Krabs, I actually do remember.
But so this little kid on the TikTok That's was like scary. Explaining to his mom, and I was cracking up at it because he was just like, he was so into it, but like kind of like, well, no, that's what's going on.
That's scary.
That's what's happening.
I believe him.
I do too.
Krabby Patties.
Wow. It's in the name. How are we so oblivious?
I know. Well, that brings me to my food question because we love talking about food. Prove me wrong. Any meal is either a soup, sandwich, or a salad. Prove me wrong.
I would have a tough time doing that.
Try.
You can't. Pasta.
Salad.
Pasta's not a salad. You're calling pasta
Think
a
about
salad?
It.
I am thinking about it. What?
Think about it. It's served in a bowl.
Or a plate.
And it's mixed in with other things. It's a salad.
Eggplant parmesan.
What even is that?
Chicken parmesan.
That's an open-faced sandwich.
You always
say open-faced sandwich, so I don't want to hear it.
Well, you know what? You could technically, it's on a bed of pasta sometimes or with pasta.
Then it's a salad.
I proved you wrong.
No, then it's a salad.
You're calling chicken parm a salad. What about a filet mignon? A steak.
Now that. You might have proved me wrong.
Yeah, there's so many things.
That's just a sandwich.
There's so many things that stand alone.
Open-faced sandwich.
You can't just classify anything as an open-faced sandwich.
You could.
French fries.
Salad.
That's not going the way you want it.
No, I think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it is. Cereal, soup.
Cereal is a soup. Did you not think this one through?
Nope.
You didn't think it through at all?
No.
Oh, man.
We could move on.
Okay.
Wait, I have another question for you.
Okay.
Can you name the three countries that start with the letter J? Only three. Letting you go easy here. There's only three countries.
All right, I'm going to have to think about this because I'm not the best geographically.
We all know that.
Okay. Jordan.
Jordan. Yes, that was probably the toughest one to get, but you got it.
Out of nowhere.
Out of left field.
Now, a rookie would say Djibouti.
A rookie
would say
Djibouti.
But that starts with D. Look at me. Round of applause.
You really are stepping up in your elder life, older years.
I'm maturing. So you think I could get the other two?
Yeah, I think you easily could.
I don't know if I got
J. Go by continent.
Let's
see where you're at.
Yeah, I'm going through the continents.
Let's see where you're at.
So if I go to South America, no, I don't like it.
Eh.
North America, no.
Oh.
Canada, Mexico, United States.
Yeah.
Iceland.
Think about some islands out there.
Oh.
It's like Central America kind of thing.
They're not Puerto Rico.
Not Puerto Rico. That's not even a country.
Dominican Republic. Cuba.
Not Cuba.
Bahamas.
No.
Where
is it? Where is it? Come on. Get there.
I'm right there. I'm right there. It's right in that area.
Yeah, I know. They have accents.
Oh. Jamaica.
Jamaica is the second one. Let's go. And you need one more. I think you can get it easily.
I'm going to Europe.
Nah, we'll go. Keep going.
Going to Asia.
Yeah.
I'm in Asia.
You're in Asia.
Jerusalem.
That's not a country. No. Go the other way. Go the other way.
Oh, Japan.
Japan. Yes.
Oh, man.
Nice job, Zach. That was actually better than I expected you would perform.
Why'd I say Jordan first?
Don't know.
I was just feeling it. Feeling myself.
You're a weird guy. He's a fun guy. Just like the plant.
Did you know there's an animal that lives forever?
No. I didn't.
You didn't. It's a certain species that lives forever. Can you guess it?
Not the dodo bird.
Not the dodo bird.
They're extinct.
It lives in the ocean.
Unfortunately. Starfish.
Not starfish. Close.
Plankton.
Very close. No.
Is it coral?
Not coral.
Sponge.
Not sponge.
Am I close?
Close to sponge.
SpongeBob.
Think of SpongeBob. What's his hobby?
He likes cooking.
And?
Jellyfishing. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. There's an immortal jellyfish.
Just one?
Just it's a certain species. I didn't write down the name. But it dies, it sinks to the floor, and then its cells re-aggregate.
So I wonder if it becomes a new jellyfish.
People need to be studying this.
Why?
If we could figure out how the jellyfish lives forever, then we could kind of figure out how humans could live forever.
But that brings you back to the question is like, do you really want to live forever?
I can, yes. Because if I die, then come back a new... it literally backs up in the stage of its life cycle. So we would stay young because we're basically being reborn.
I don't know if I would want to live forever, though.
Now, I don't know the science behind this.
No one does,
I don't apparently. Understand it.
Okay.
But if we could replicate it, we could bring back people. Walt Disney.
We would overpopulate the world.
Mac Miller. We would. Very easily. So maybe we shouldn't study.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Adolf Hitler. Right, we're not bringing them back. Sorry, I don't want to bring them back.
Yeah, if that leaked out, that would be a problem.
Yeah, what if Kim Jong-un wanted to take over the world and bring back all the world leaders and dominate the earth? But okay. Then we could bring back like all the good. And then it'd be a multiverse of war.
Like the great Kali.
He's alive, no? Did he just die? I think he's alive.
Maybe he's alive.
But we would have him on our side.
Yeah. The Big Show?
Oh, they're alive. So we don't need to bring them back.
How many more things you got?
A couple.
All right. I got two.
Can you guess who the 2023 Person of the Year is? Time Magazine.
Now, I have no idea who this is.
Okay.
Is it someone in entertainment?
It is.
It is.
So I think they're basically going off of like who had that year? Who was that guy?
Pedro Pascal.
Not Pedro Pascal.
Who was that guy this year?
That guy or girl. I'm not limiting to just guys. I'm not limiting to just girls.
Is it a girl?
I'm not giving you any clues.
You're not giving me any clues?
Not yet. Just think about people who have had a fantastic year.
Olivia Rodrigo.
No. Somewhat success, but you're getting closer.
Adele.
No. What? That's so random.
I don't know. You said I was getting closer with Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, it's a girl.
That's a girl.
Come on. Who had an iconic year?
Oh. Good one. Taylor Swift.
Why was that a good one? Does she have a song named Iconic or something?
No. Oh. It just got me.
Oh.
It was a good hint.
Yes, it's Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2023. Let's give it up for Taylor.
She killed it, but she's still overrated.
Can you guess the athlete of the year? Time Magazine named an athlete who had the best athletic year this year. Who dominated?
Patrick Mahomes?
Not Patrick Mahomes.
I'm trying
Time
to
Magazine.
Think.
They love this guy. It is a guy. It's a guy.
He's American?
He's not American.
Is it Nikola Jokic?
It's not Jokic.
Is it Joel Embiid?
It's not Embiid.
Giannis?
It's not Giannis.
No.
Say the last name.
Antetokounmpo.
No. No and no.
Antetokounmpo.
There you go. That's better.
Shohei Ohtani.
No, it's almost like as obvious as the Taylor Swift one.
Oh, Lionel Messi.
That is a fact. Lionel Messi is Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year for 2023. Let's give it up for Lionel.
Do we have another one?
No, that's it.
That's it?
They named the Businessman of the Year, but I don't know who it was.
Who?
I didn't write it down.
Okay. What did he do?
Don't know.
Okay. way to be. Okay, so you mentioned Athlete of the Year. We're going to stay in the sports realm.
Let's go.
I like these games where you could guess the blank of blank.
Let's go.
Can you name the six NFL and NBA teams named after states? So they have states as their first name. Not like...
Oh, okay.
Not like the Miami Heat. Miami Heat would be a city.
So not cities. Just NFL and NBA?
There's six NFL and NBA teams. Can you name
them?
So
3-3?
There's 3-3.
Or three, six total?
Six total.
Okay. So not a city. It has to be a state.
Has to be a state.
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings was the first on my list, Brian. That's one of them.
The New York Giants and New York Jets?
Technically after the city. Not the state. It's a little dicey, but
even
not
though
in
New Jersey. It should
not
be New, New Jersey Devils. No, doesn't count.
That's NHL.
Florida Panthers.
You're naming everything outside of
I know,
the league.
I know. Let's go down here. Carolina Panthers.
No. Because I think technically they're both North and South Carolina. They account for. It's not a state. There's no state called Carolina. There's no state called Carolina.
All right. I'm going to go around here. The Texas? No. The Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals are second on my list, Brian.
Phoenix Suns doesn't count.
You want to get the last NFL one out of the way?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. California, no. Washington, Oregon, no.
East. Go east.
New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, not anywhere in the New England.
Go a little west.
Indiana, Ohio, no, that's Cleveland.
You're getting warmer.
Michigan, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana.
Oh, you passed it.
Kentucky? Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans is another
one. Bad. I was just naming states, to be honest.
I know, you were just
now let's go NBA.
Saying them out loud. All right, so you got three of the NFL. Let's get the NBA teams.
Memphis Grizzlies, New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets.
One of them shares a state with what you already said.
Oh. Tennessee, no. Minnesota Timberwolves.
Minnesota Timberwolves. First of all, very weird social media account.
Is it?
There's like, if you know, you know.
Okay. I don't know. All right. Washington Wizards. No. That's DC, which is a district of Columbia. I know that. Don't get on me about that.
I would go way out west.
Oregon, Washington, California.
Maybe not that west.
Minnesota, Idaho. Why doesn't Idaho have any teams? No one.
Potatoes.
There.
They have potatoes.
Let's think. Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada.
I'm realizing I don't know where states are. Not Colorado.
Nebraska, Kansas, Texas.
Four
Oklahoma
letters.
Oklahoma City. No, that's city.
Four letters.
Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz is one of them.
That's west.
You need
give
one
yourself
more
credit. Do you know where in the country or no?
Yeah. It's like
middle.
Yeah.
Probably not the middle.
No, it is. Is middle-ish. It? A little to the right. Or as they say, east.
That's Ohio.
Close.
West Virginia. Virginia.
No, a little more west and north.
Indiana. I feel like I'm missing a state.
I feel like you just said it.
Indiana Pacers.
Indiana Pacers. Damn it. This is tough because now you're just naming states.
Tyrese Haliburton for MVP.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
You know what? Jalen Brunson. Proving me right.
Oh, about he's not going to be the MVP.
No, but he might be a top 15, top 20 player.
Yeah.
And a lot of people rated him like in the 30s to 40s. No, he's shooting. He's having like a Steph Curry-esque season. He's shooting 46% from three and 47.5% from the field.
He's playing well. If only he was Steph Curry.
I want your opinion on something.
Yeah, let's
and this will be quick, and this is just for my own sanity.
That's fine.
Are they fresh or not?
Not fresh.
Not fresh? No, you're on my side.
No, I like them. Let me see them. They look like a Native American tribe, like the Navajo.
Or the Cherokee.
Good callback.
Yeah, good. People hate those shoes.
No, I think they're cool. Would I like... I'm not saying they're like super fresh.
No, but when I bought them when I was 13...
Eighth grade?
They were nice. And people say they're disgusting, that they hate them.
No, they're fine. I like them. I would buy them.
Matt Hallmark.
I would wear them. I don't know if I would buy them.
Okay. They were like $50. Matt, our friend Matt, got me these for my birthday because I had them growing up. We couldn't find them. Finally found a size 13.
They're nice.
And grabbed them.
They're nice. That's all you have to say about
that? That's all I had to say.
All right. I have actually two more. One will be quick. How far in the alphabet can you name countries? Let's go. A.
Afghanistan.
B.
Belgium.
C.
Cameroon.
D.
Denmark.
E.
England.
I'll give it to you.
Why? F. Why? Because UK?
United Kingdom. F.
Finland.
That's...
What?
I don't think Finland's a country for some reason.
What do you mean?
Oh, it is a country.
Fiji.
I'll give you Finland. G. Come on, Zach. Let's go. Let's go.
Greece. I didn't say it.
You didn't say it.
Germany.
Germany. Let me see the EFG. H.
Holland. Oh, Holland's part of Denmark.
Holland is not a country.
Oh.
It's part of the Netherlands.
Haiti.
But I'll give you another try. Haiti. Yes. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. I.
Iceland.
J.
Japan.
H, I, J, K. Oh, you might be. You might have a tough time with this one.
Kenya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
L?
Oh,
it might be L.
I think I'm stumped. Wait.
You're stumped?
Land. Lar.
Libe.
Libya.
Libya works. That works. M.
Morocco.
N.
Norway.
O.
Oslo is part of Norway, isn't it?
That's a fact. Nice job.
Ontario? That's a territory.
That's Canada. That's Canada.
I don't want to do this.
Oh? You're done? Oman. That's where I got stumped, too.
That's the only one?
I think there's like two. Maybe wow. It might just be that one. But yeah. That was pretty good. I have one more.
It's a long podcast.
Tinder launched a $499 per month package.
I heard about this. Not that I'm in the dating world, but I heard about it.
I thought you were going to say that. Not that you're in it. That would be crazy to buy that. It's called Tinder Select. It doesn't really give you that much extra.
What does it actually, what are the features?
So I took this word for word from the website. It lets members see and be seen by the app's most sought after profiles and more exceptional connections.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing.
You know what? Hinge had a premium feature.
How much?
And I think it was only like $20 a month or something like
Still.
That. I don't remember. But people claim that it gives you like better matches and better people. Stupid. I think it's all fake. The good thing though, unlimited likes.
This one has to be real though. $500 a month? It's probably just rich people.
For the price, it better be. But like people aren't finding love on Tinder. People are finding like, it's very much more of like a hookup culture. Like Tinder's like the less serious one. And
well,
then,
maybe
like,
that
Hinge,
one is.
Hinge was the more serious one, which is why like, I don't know. That's where I met my girlfriend, was through Hinge.
I wonder if like celebrities' kids or like famous like Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks. I wonder if he's on it. Like why? He buys it. I don't know.
There's also a celebrity dating app.
Yes, I forget what it's called.
Raya.
That's what it made me think of. It also gives you the ability to hide advertisement and see likes sent over the past week, which I don't understand.
I don't understand what you just said.
Me either. But you can hide ads.
It hides ads.
And you could see likes sent over the past week.
Okay, so if you sent a like, you could still see them, I guess.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I think Tinder's pulling at straws here. Is that the phrase? Pulling at strings?
Don't know. I've never used it. I don't know how it works.
You swipe right.
No,
swipe
I know the basics. Yeah.
You get likes, you match, and then you...
But that's just a crazy thing.
My favorite part of that was like the people who do like speed runs. They're like, how fast can they get blocked by people that they match with? And they'd screen record it and they go through and they'd get blocked pretty quickly.
All right, well, that's it.
We're going to keep things rolling here at Makeshift Project. Let's make shift happen. That's a wrap.